Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you. Welcome to another segment of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I thank each of you for tuning in on today. Most of all, I thank each of you for praying for me and my family during the loss of my brother. I felt your prayers. I thank you for the calls, for the texts, and anything, any act of kindness that you've shown towards myself and my family. I thank you, and I pray that God continue to bless each of you. It's a good thing to know that you can feel the prayers of the people, because the prayers is speaking directly to your spirit. I'm not talking about no prayers of wrongness or prayers to hurt someone. I'm talking about true, unadulterated prayers, asking God to heal and to deliver and to strengthen a person. I felt that prayer, and I just want to thank each of you. Also, I thank you for being so patient with me that I haven't been on for a week, but everyone understood my situation. But God knew as well, and I thank you all for continuing to follow the ministry, because I have heard so much good things about the ministry and how it is blessing each of you. Also, before we get into the lesson, I just have a few announcements. I have just finished another book on how to flourish during the spiritual season of your life. And this book is about, there are different seasons that we as Christians go through, but the object of it is do not get stuck and complacent in the season that you're in, but to learn how to flow in it and how to trust God, knowing that the season that you're in is going to push you to the next season in God, to the next dimension. And the object of it is you can't take an old season into a new season, because that is going to cause contamination, because you're going to bring the things of your past into that new season. So I want to encourage you all to get a copy of this book. It is How to Flourish in the Spiritual Seasons of Your Life. I promise you, it will bless you. It will give you answers to the questions you may have. And you can find it on Amazon.com. You can find it on Apple. You can find it on Barnes and Nobles. You can also find it on thebookpatch.com, and it is only $13, and it is a great investment. I had fun writing it, because when God gave me the revelation of it, because I was going through seasons and periods of my life that I didn't understand, and I was just jotting things down, and so God told me, he said, put this in a book form. Let people know, because there are people that are going through seasons, but they are afraid or fearful to go into another season because they don't know what that season is going to be like or what that season is going to feel like, because they feel like what they just come out of, they're going to go right back through it. So I just encourage you to get the book. It is How to Flourish in the Spiritual Seasons of Your Life, and it's on Amazon, the Book Patch, Apple. You can even get it in ebook form. Apple, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, Amazon, any internet retailer, thebookpatch.com has it. $13, great investment. If not, you can contact me personally. I am on Facebook. It is Patricia J. Williams, and you will see my picture with my mom. That's me. You can get it personally, a personally signed copy from me. Amen. Excuse me. Voice has been a little ragged. But I'm praising God anyway, because the devil don't have no victory this way. Also, I'm getting ready to start another series on mentorship. So be on the lookout for that, because some of us are connected to the wrong people, and this is the season where we have to get everything lined up in order to go on to the next season. So those are the books. And 21-day devotional to strengthening your faith. I had a person that contacted me and said how that her faith has increased since that she has read this book, and how God has really blessed her because she has now ignited her faith. So I want you to please get your copy at the same place. My books can be found on Amazon. Everything I have written is on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, all internet retailers. So with that being said, if you want to call in to okay, so now we're going into the show. If anybody would like to call in, the number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. You can call in with your comments or with your questions, and we will be happy to answer them. How are you doing, Apostle AJ? I'm glad to have you on.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, and thank you for your prayers. your continuous prayers. I was just telling the people of God, I feel them all the time, because you know when there are some sincere people that is really up praying for you. And we thank God
Amen.
For that. Amen. We want to get right into the show, man of God. I was praying and asking God what to speak on today, and he said to be the difference, meaning to it's time for you yourself as a person to make a difference, to not follow after someone's own pattern and their own mentality, because God was saying that he has put something in, within his people to make a difference. And so that's what we was going to talk about today, to be the difference, to make a difference. Just don't be here to be here, because everyone is here, they have a purpose for being here. And so now it is time for you to walk out to what God has called you to do. So you can open up the floor, man of God.
Woman of God, it's very imperative as we go about our Christian lives and we go about being a witness inside this world, it's very important that we make an impact that actually can change people's lives. Because a lot of times we make this statement and we say, well, it ain't me, it's the God in me. But at the same time, before you allow the God in you to rise, you have to have some sort of will to change. You have to have some sort of will to help, to be a blessing. You have to have some sort of will to be a positive impact to people. And it's very imperative that we understand that in order to change things for people, in order to want to be a change, it's very, very important that we actually have the desire to do so. Because when you have the desire to want to do something like that, woman of God, it'll be so genuine when you try to help. It'll be so impartial. And if we had more saints in this hour, would have that desire to infect change instead of always, for example, infecting mass or reacting so fast to something that offends them, but actually making positive change. Imagine what could happen inside of the body of Christ, because again, one can pull 1,000, two can pull 10,000, but three, we see the supernatural. So could you imagine when we have the will to change, what could actually happen?
Yes. And man of God, you said something so key, because they're going to have to want to change. And it has to be a change for the good. And then it all goes back to you loving what you're doing. Because some people just doing it because they know it is my faithful duty or then my active duty to serve God. Because I know back then, we was little, we was made to go to church. Because if you lived in a mama and daddy house, you was going to a church every time the door opened. The only reason why you wasn't in church was because you were sick or dead, but you was going to church. So they forced us to go. But we was going because they was telling us to go. But now that we are older, we know why we was forced to go. And then we have our own beliefs. So back then, we didn't know why. We was just doing it because they had told us to go. So now since that we love Christ and we love God and other things of God, that should have should give us the option to make a difference. And we know, man of God, everybody is not going to be saved because we may be the only Bible anybody knows. That's why it's very imperative to live the life you say you are living. Because God knows preachers are really under a fine microscope. They is just waiting for something to go wrong, and they are labeled until the return of Christ, because a person will never forget what they did. But the thing of the matter is, man of God, if one preacher does something, they blaming every preacher, thinking that that same preacher, that every preacher is going to be like that one preacher, what they had did. But I'm seeing now, and it's sad to say, people that, ministers and leaders that have faith to believe God for the ultimate, they are getting talked about versus the ones that are preach about it. You see what I'm saying? Some would teach on it, but then others, they are, you know, acting on what God says. So what kind of encouraging words you can give those leaders? Because I see it all the time.
Woman of God, it's very important that we don't stop being who God called us to be, and that we do not change position just because everything around us is moving. You know, I was telling the people of God on last Wednesday in Bible study, I said, you ever notice when they move? You ever notice when they hook a truck and a trailer together and they move the trailer, that the ground doesn't move where the trailer was located? It's very important that you understand that no matter what moves, no matter what comes, no matter what's discouraging, no matter what's encouraging, you cannot move, because no matter how hard it looks inside this world, even inside the church, you have to be steadfast and unmovable and always abound in the work of the Lord. You have to maintain your position, because the saints who critique you, they're watching. The world who say we're nothing, they're watching you. That family and friends who don't think you're real, they watching. And most importantly, the enemy in the fourth corner watching, so that he can make all of his wishes about your life come true. So it's very important that you don't give up. And in those trying times, when you feel like giving up or you feel like doing something different, that you are reminded to stay rooted and grounded. And even when you don't have nobody to encourage you, it's important that you encourage yourself, so that you can get the job done, and that you can let the, and you can make God not only proud, but you can show that it's He and not just I that liveth in me.
Yes. And man of God is always, just like I said before, when a person make up their mind, hey, I'm going to be different, I'm going to do what God has called me to do, I'm going to be a world changer, because they those are type of people, they live a lonely life. They don't have any friends because they have their focus on exactly what they want to do and what they need to do. So those type of people there, they can get discouraged sometimes. And then just like you said, they cannot get out focused. They got to just keep their eyes on what God has called them to do. Those type of people there, and then I have seen it before, they will stop doing what a God told them to do, or they will pull back just to please people, because they afraid to go further because of what somebody else is going to say. Because I know some of people like that now, and then they wondering why other people is not following them. Because what you do, just like you say, other people are watching you, and they want to be or to have what you have. And I am a very particular person. If you're going to do some Be a different. Be a person of difference. Be a person of a change. Because without change, no one can grow. So, what do you say about that? That there.
Woman, God. Nothing change unless it grows, and we have to learn, woman of God, as saints, that as something. You know, as something changes, it's because it's growing. Everything goes through a metamorphosis. And I don't care how you look at it. That's the that's the logical term for it. Everything goes through metamorphosis. When me and you, woman of God, we're not the same. We're not the same. We don't look the same. We're not the same weight when we was born to our mamas and daddies. We done grew up. You know, we done contributed to life in this world. Even same way, we not the same when we were first saved. We're not the same person.
Exactly.
The reason why is because God developed us. God shaped us, you know, and for, well, for most of us. Some of us, we ain't allowed the Father to put us on the
Come on now. That pile is weak.
So I know but understand that if you are not growing, you are not changing. And woe to any fool that despise change because of their comfort. Because your comfort and that familiarity around you could be what kills you.
Yes. And that is so true. That is and then eventually, man of God, you're gonna get tired of being in the same rut and you're gonna want to change because you're gonna want to know better and you're gonna want the desire to know God even the more. So once you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired of definitely being going through the same motions every day, you will want a change. And then that's when the change comes. That's when you can make a difference. Because I believe like this, if you don't change, man of God, what you can't make a difference for nobody. Because what's going to happen is you're going to lead somebody down the wrong path. Talk to the people that is still dealing with issues, but they are trying to make a difference in the world. You can't do that.
Woman of God, what you put out is...
Yeah, come on now. Yes, indeed.
Put on my heart that fall meat will make people sick. But healthy meat will cause...
Yes.
They
Yes.
Inside. And then one thing we can say. And it's virtually. Why? Because system affects change.
Mm-hmm.
Show me what God, when I was in the world, woman of God, I wanted somebody to show me what God was proven, tried, and true. Stop telling me what your mama and them sung about every Sunday. Tell me what kind of God he is personally to you. Tell me what you've been delivered from. Tell me what you've been healed from. Actually tell me something. Show me you just ain't came out of the cotton field saved and wearing long skirts. Explain to me why all of your children look like they got different fathers. Talk to me.
Come on now.
Not at me. And it's very important that we understand that. People who have issues and got delivered from them, they talk to the people of God. They don't talk to Adam. But people who ain't been delivered from their issues and think they ain't nothing wrong with them, they're going to talk at the people because they feel that they've arrived or they feel like they're better than them. And I say to that, woe to the bastard who despises correction.
Come on now. You said a mouthful right there. If you cannot receive correction or be a teacher, for you not even fit for a ministry. You might as well just sit down somewhere. Man of God, that was a very, very good statement right there you made. You have any last words for the people?
Be ye not weary in well doing. I know it could be so hard. With so many counterfeits walking around inside of the church, so many who have preconceived motives, I know it could be hard, you know. I tell the people of God this all the time: it's so hard trying to be a copyright when you're an original. Be you.
Jesus, allow you
to be who God called you to be. Stay in your own lane. Do your own work. It don't matter who's launching out and doing what. In due time, God gonna deal with you, and He gonna deal with you, with the office you work in. But never ever get out of position, because when you fix, you're faithful, and you focus, blessings and favor is guaranteed to be your portion.
Yes. Ooh, thank you so much, Apostle AJ. This was a very powerful topic we talked about. I pray that our listeners have received something from it and will take note on it. If that you missed some of it, go back through it and listen in the archives. Once again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. Until next week, have a blessed week, and God bless each of you. Thank you, Apostle AJ, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.